Okay. Well, I think that a test election is just the right kind of calibration of how to begin the process of testing what works, what doesn't, what the perception is, and the issues that Terry raised about how our voters view the integrity of electronic voting, but also the practical issues, which I'm sure inevitably will come up with any new electronically based system. So I think doing a pilot at two stations is a good way to test that. I think the issues that were just raised a minute ago about the supposed unreliability of the lists. First of all, I don't think that staff lists are inherently more unreliable than listener lists. There are problems with every list at every station for a whole combination of reasons. That, to me, has absolutely nothing to do with the method of voting. I mean, the lists are the lists, and whatever the method of voting, those are the lists we're going to use. Of course, the NES and the LESs are here to try to review and decide on any challenges to people who are improperly given voting rights, et cetera, if that's alleged to happen. But that's really a completely separate issue from the method of voting. But I do think, two staff elections, because our staffs are maximum of about 200 to maybe 300 max, are small, manageable numbers that can really give us a good experiment in what works and what doesn't. So I support the substitute. Okay, let me ask.
This is Lydia. I haven't been on the stack for the substitute.
Sure, that's fine. Okay. Let me just ask Nia, our timekeeper, how many more minutes do we have on this?
Okay, hold on a second. I need to put my code in.
All right. Well, while you're looking, go ahead, Lydia.
Excuse me. Yes. I mean, I think even if we were to contemplate this, which I personally wouldn't, but that it certainly is completely untenable for this year. We are have some serious financial constraints that we didn't have during other election periods. And it's those financial constraints that brought us to this point where we had to move the election timetable back. If that's not serious enough, I mean, we're counting every single penny and dime where this election is concerned. And so part of the reason some of the other motions were sent back is because they weren't cost-cutting enough, partly because we didn't take the time to explain the business reply envelope. I think that is going to be a cost-saving mechanism. However, so the $5,000 and whatever else to set this up for just to satisfy our curiosity about what it would be in the future would not be viable, would not be worth it. So I'm arguing against the substitute.
Leslie on the stack.
Okay. Bob, you have exactly 9 minutes.
Okay, so thank you, Nia. So we have 9 minutes left, so keep that in mind, folks, as you're speaking. We're going to have to vote on both of these motions separately.
Wesley on the stack.
Yes, I heard you, Wesley. I don't think...
It's in 45 seconds now.
What's that, Nia?
I said it's now 8 minutes now and 37 seconds, so it's...
Got it. Okay, so did I recognize anyone before Wesley? I don't think so. Okay, Wesley, go ahead.
Call a question.
Okay. Actually, I believe in committees we can call the question.
I'm ready to vote anyway, so
okay.
And I will vote no on the substitute. Thank you.
Okay. Did you want to...
I have to ask you back in a sec.
Okay. So, Michael, go ahead.
Yeah, I made the substitute based on, I thought when we had the discussion with the companies that there was a statement made that they could do such a pilot at no additional cost. So I hear what Terry is saying, and I certainly don't want to add to the cost, so I'm not sure where it stands at this point. If it's seriously going to increase the cost that dramatically, I'm not sure. I don't think we could do it this year.
Terry, let me ask you, is that absolutely uncompromising that the company
say
no matter
how? True Ballot, who we did not select, said they would throw in a staff internet election for free. They said they would just offer that, but their overall cost was so much higher that now Election Service Corporation did not. They did not say specifically if you do it for just two staff elections, we will. Or they. I don't know if they were asked that exact question, but when I asked it in a general sense, they explained that, you know, there's this cost for setup, and they seemed to imply that they would not do a freebie for a trial.
Okay, but it's not a settled question then.
Correct.
And it's possible that they might explore a lower cost than the full-blown electronic.
Yeah, they were not asked that question point blank.
Okay. All right. Well, is there anyone else who wishes to speak? If not, we can vote on the two motions.
Yes, please clarify the two motions one more time briefly.
Sure. I think we should just read them so there's no confusion. All right. So, and actually, on both of the motions, I don't have Michael's in front of me. I'll ask you to read that in a minute. But certainly on the first motion, I think to be compliant with the bylaws, the wording needs to change, where it says the PNB endorses electronic balloting as a method to be employed in all the LSB elections, needs to say the PNB endorses electronic balloting along with paper balloting, because the bylaw says that all members have the absolute right to paper balloting, even if there's also an electronic option. So I'm going to just, as chair, you know, to make it a bylaws compliant motion, I'm going to change the wording. So it would read, the PNB endorses electronic voting along with paper balloting as methods to be employed in all the LSB elections for 2012. We direct the executive director of Pacifica to work with the National Election Supervisor to implement electronic balloting in the 2012 election. And then, Michael, do you want to read your substitute motion?
What I had was the PNB endorses an opt-in for electronic balloting to be used as a method of voting on a pilot basis for two staff elections for the LSB for 2012. We direct the ED to work with the NES to implement hybrid balloting, paper, or optional e-voting for staff members at two stations of the NES's choosing in the 2012 election. We will use the results of the pilot to help ascertain the viability of an electronic voting option more generally in future LSB elections. I'd be willing to incorporate the idea if this is available at no or limited additional cost or something like that.
Okay, well, why don't you, can you give us exact wording, please?
We direct the ED to work with the NES to see if it's possible to implement hybrid balloting at the paper optional for staff members of two elections, the NES is choosing in the 2012 election at no or limited additional cost. We will use the results of the ballot to help ascertain the viability of an electronic voting option more generally in future elections.
Okay. Does anyone need that read again, or did everyone get it? Okay, sounds like everyone got it. So what we're going to do here is we're going to vote on the substitute first. That's the normal procedure under Robert's rules. If that is voted, if it gets a majority, then that replaces the original motion endorsing overall electronic balloting. And so that overall motion then is taken off the table. If it is defeated, then the overall motion is on the table, but that, too, could be voted either up or down. So, in other words, we could end up with no motion at all or with one or the other. So those are the options for your voting. Is everyone – any questions about the procedure for voting? Okay.
Could you say one more time?
Sure.
Sure.
Okay. Let me quickly summarize. So first we're voting on the motion for two pilot elections at the staffs of two stations. Okay, if that is voted up, then that is the motion that we move forward to. It could be amended at that point if people want to.
and go forward, and then the other one would be off the table. If that's voted down, then we go directly to the original motion for overall electronic balloting at all five stations, and then that can be voted up or down, and so that, you know, theoretically they could both be defeated or one of them could be accepted. All right? Is that clear now, Nancy?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. All right, so, Neil, would you please call the roll on the electronic balloting as a pilot at two stations? Michael's
okay.
Motion.
Okay. Ken Aaron?
No.
Ivan Alsame? Just one second. My line's got a little messed up here. Aaron was no. Okay. Teresa Allen?
I'll pass.
Nia Bediaco votes no. Wesley Bethune?
No.
Carolyn Burton?
No.
Fred Blair?
No.
Lydia Brazon?
No.
Anthony Fest?
Pass.
Did you say pass?
Yes, or pass?
Okay. Sasha Futron? Good. Dave Gatewood?
A tremendous amount of static on the line.
Glenn Gold?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that last name.
Revelin?
There's a lot of static on the line, kind of explosive
okay,
burst.
Okay, yeah. If anyone who's not voting, please mute yourself. Thank you. Go ahead, Dan.
Revelin Gold? No. Bob Lederer? Would you like to vote now, Chair, or later?
Yeah, no, I'll vote yes.
Okay. Michael Novick?
Yes.
Thomas Porter? Tracy Rosenberg? Anijay Saba? Nancy Saibara Naritomi?
That's staying.
Nancy, I'm sorry, that's the timer, so we're right on time. And Andrea Turner?
No.
Okay. Teresa Allen, you passed?
I say yes.
Okay. Anthony Fest, you passed?
Yes, and I'll vote yes.
Okay. Okay. The vote count is 4-7-1. 4 yes, 2 no's, 1 abstention.
Okay, thank you. So the substitute is defeated, and now we revert to the original motion, which I'll read one more time with the bylaws compliant language. The PNB endorses electronic balloting along with paper balloting as methods to be employed in all the LSB elections for 2012. We direct the Executive Director of Pacifica to work with the National Election Supervisor to implement electronic balloting in the 2012 election. So go ahead and call the roll, yeah, please.
Ken Aaron?
No.
Ivan Alsame? Teresa Allen?
I say pass.
Okay. Nia Bediaco, no. Wesley Bethune?
No. No.
Okay. Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Fred Blair?
No.
Lydia Brazon?
No.
Anthony Fest?
No.
Anthony, it's very hard for me to hear you. I can't tell if you're saying yes or pass.
I voted no.
No. Okay. Sasha Futron? Jane Gatewood? Revelin Gold? Bob Lederer?
No.
Michael Novick?
No.
Thomas Porter, Tracy Rosenberg, Manijay Saba, Nancy Saibara Naritomi,
no.
Andrea Turner,
No.
Teresa Allen, you passed.
I'll abstain.
Okay, thank you. It's 1-10-1, Chair.
Okay.
One yes, those, one abstention.
Thank you. So
I'm sorry, Neil, what was the vote?
One yes, 10 no, one abstention.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So the motion is defeated, and we are out of time. So we will move on with the agenda. Now, I did say that that Jane had put forward a separate, it wasn't an actual formal motion, but a discussion about doing an online survey, not a balloting, but a survey about people's preferences on different issues concerning their stations. But since Jane seems to have left, if there's no objection, can we defer that till the next meeting?
I concur.
Okay. All right. So next on the agenda is...
Excuse me, Bob. I didn't see that on the agenda. Where is that?
No, it wasn't on the written agenda. Jane brought that up orally once we started the meeting.
Oh, I see.
And it was included...
Yeah, she suggested an online survey gathering emails and offering the option of a future e-vote opt-in.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So,
okay. Right.
And she's not here now. Why don't we put that down for the next, definitely for the next agenda. Okay, so now next on the agenda, we have cost-cutting and fundraising proposals from the working group that we've discussed earlier. We'll start with the one that has been referred back from the PNB to us that we adopted on June 5th, and it reads, for the candidate statements, allow voters to opt out from having statements mailed to them with more robust email, on-air, and website promotion of this option with the hard copy statement limited to 350 words per candidate and with the full 500-word statement available online. Now, committee members may recall, and those who are listening in, I'll just mention that there was a substitute motion that was defeated that read truncated candidate statements in the packet of 100 words or less with opt-in through email and toll-free number to have extensive candidate statements sent by mail. Notify voters on air and with packets and ballots that additional information is available on the election website with business reply postcard. So can someone who is on the PNB tell us, I know there was some discussion last night about the reason they were referring it back. Would someone like to characterize what you heard as the reason it was sent back to us?
I could. Ken.
Go ahead, Ken.
There was consideration by some. Oh, somebody has a microphone on. Okay.
No, I'm
not. Okay, can everyone
turn off
please
your speaker phones?
Yeah, turn off your speaker and mute your phone if you're not speaking at the
moment. I was changing phones, I think.
That's
that might
fine.
Have been it.
Okay, go ahead, Ken.
All right, as I recall, the objection was, and I think the objection was made by Lydia, that 100 words or the 350 words, it was a consideration about limiting the amount that the candidate had to express himself. Of course, I consider a person's ability to express himself without going on and on is a big attribute for electing him to the LSP. However, I think it was Lydia who objected not to censor it. I would like to make a substitute motion to use what Terry suggested in his email of gauging, for purposes of economy, coming up with a standard interface piece of paper for the candidate statements.
Please excuse me, Ken. There's a point of it's like somebody's breathing very hard in the phone or something.
I think someone fell asleep and is breathing hard into the phone.
Okay, it stopped. Okay, sorry.
All right, so I would just wanted to make a substitute motion to offer Terry's solution, the candidate statement to be mailed out, being proportional to the number of candidates. In other words, the amount that each candidate gets to put in the sheet is proportional, inversely proportional to the number of candidates running for the offices, which is reasonable because if the voter is going to have to look at 16 candidates, he shouldn't have to read 500 words per candidate. It should be scaled down per candidate. So I don't consider that a problem. And I don't consider it a violation or a kind of discriminatory, because each candidate in that particular station's election would have the same opportunity, the same number of words. And so I would like to make the substitute motion based on Terry's email, which I'll have to pull up, but it was forwarded by Bob Lederer at 3:17 Pacific Coast time, and his statement was, I think we should limit the number of words allowed to each candidate in the ballot mailing such that we can fit all of the candidates onto a single large folded sheet of paper in order to keep postage down. We will tell the candidates how many words will be mailed with the remainder of their statement and questionnaire answers available online or postal mailed by request to a toll-free number. This may mean 200 words if there are a few candidates, or just 100 or even 50 if there are lots. I also think forcing candidates to instill their core message this way will increase voter participation, since a thick bulk booklet of candidate statements causes many voters to simply set it aside, thinking they might make time to study it in the future, but never do. So my motion would be, as a substitute motion, that the number of words will be under the control of the National Election Supervisor to economically and fairly provide information in the mailing to the voting public, something like that.
Okay, Ken.
Mr. Chair, I have a question.
Okay, hang on. Ken, if you could type, are you at a computer?
Yeah,
you,
I'll type it up and
yeah,
email
it
to everybody.
Yeah, type it up and send it. Yeah, okay. Go ahead, Lydia.
So in the same way that you can have up to two amendments, can you, since substitutes are amendments, can you take a second amendment to this in committee?
Yeah, well, actually, let me be clear where we're at in parliamentary terms. There is nothing on the floor right now. Our original motion was referred back to us to consider. So as far as I'm concerned, we have a clean slate, and Ken has now offered the first motion. So we can have a substitute, and we can have two amendments. So, Lydia, did you want to speak?
Yes. And so is mine a substitute to his substitute or a substitute to his main motion?
No, it's a substitute to his main motion. And,
okay.
And by the way, let me just say, Lydia, that after you, I want to speak and offer a substitute myself. But go ahead.
Okay. So my substitute is to have it a 200-word statement. I wrote up, I'm not running this year, but I wrote up what would be a statement today. And I think most of our candidates tend to be in my age range and therefore have done a lot. We had younger candidates, it would be easy. I just graduated from Northridge, right? But, you know, when you want to present what it is you're bringing to the board position, you need to offer. And I didn't go on and on about everything I believe. It was just listing the things that I've done, including, you know, serve on this, serve on that, PMB, LSP, da-da-da. And that alone took up 100 words. And so I think that, first of all, I think that the number of words should be uniform across the network. I don't think it should vary from station to station, albeit concerns about the printing, because you have to allow. We keep getting candidates that we know very little about, and that's less of a motivation to vote. If I don't know if they all say, I love KPFK, it says nothing. So give me a little bit of room to display everything from the way I express myself, things that I don't think I'm revealing, but you do in the course of a statement. And, you know, if you want to do the 500 on the website, I'm all for that. But for the mailer, I would say that we can go to 200, but I wouldn't support less than that.
Okay.
Point of information.
Yes. Go ahead, Carol.
I'm assuming that any email, I mean, any URL pointing to either Facebook or somebody's blog or somebody's homepage would count as only one word. A complete URL would count as one word. Would that be correct?
Yeah. If it weren't like, you know, a whole super long URL, but yes.
Okay, good. So that makes 200 words a lot, because one URL could point to 1,000 words.
So, okay, I'm not in favor of that. But okay, thank you.
Okay.
Can I get on the stack?
That's Michael. Yes. Let me call on myself, and then I'll call on you. I kind of had a similar idea to Lydia's, and actually, you know, I was struck by what Terry wrote. I thought it made a lot of sense, except for the piece, and I won't repeat Lydia's logic, you know, about varying it depending on the number of candidates. I really think Pacifica, when it comes to elections, everything needs to be consistent across the network. There just can't be any room for people saying that, you know, they weren't given the opportunity that a candidate who happened to live somewhere else has. So, and I think 200 is kind of the reasonable compromise between the full 500, which, you know, does melt up our costs, our printing and mailing costs, and 100, which I think is really difficult to say much of anything meaningful other than the kind of platitudes that really don't distinguish one candidate from another. So I actually just in the last little while wrote out a formal motion that encompasses this. So let me read it, and then I'll send it. I'll post it to the list. The PNB Elections Committee recommends that truncated candidate statements of up to 200 words on a fold-out page be included in the paper packet sent to all members. The packet will also include, A, notice that the full 500-word statements and questionnaire answers are available online, and B, instructions for members who want the full 500-word statements to request a mailing of the full-length printed booklet via an enclosed business reply postcard or a toll-free number or an email address. In addition, each station will make announcements on their airwaves and websites drafted by the National Election Supervisor explaining the availability of full-length printed booklets. So that's my motion.
Withdraw my motion in support of yours.
Oh, thank you.
I would amend it to take out the postage stamp. That would give us another free envelope in there.
We can consider that as an amendment. So,
yes,
Lydia, do you still want to go forward with yours, or do you want to combine it with mine?
No, I'll withdraw mine.
Okay. All right. So Michael is next.
Can you send that out, Bob?
I'm just about to.
Oh, great.
One second. Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead, Michael.
I just wanted to offer, it's not a motion, it's just the fact. I mean, I have edited and published for more than 20 years a newspaper. If you print on newsprint without stapling and folding, it's quite inexpensive, extremely inexpensive to do. Like, for example, one signature would be 4 11 by 17 newsprint pages, which I think would be sufficient room for, you know, about 16,000 words, roughly speaking, about 2,000 per newsprint size, sort of representing, it's much, much cheaper than sheet printing and would accommodate, you know, the reasonable length, 200 words or more even, I think, unless there was a really huge number of candidates. So I would just urge the NES to explore that as a possibility, because the difference between sheet fed printing versus, you know, kind of a web press is drastic. Difference. I'm sure they could find a union print shop in New York that would do newsprint, and that could be inserted along, folded and inserted along with the ballot and the reply envelope, and, you know, reduce the cost substantially of the mailing with that, and still accommodate a reasonable number of words from all the candidates running. I have some difficulty with the idea of having an option to get a printed version of everything, because I think that's going to increase the cost dramatically. You're going to have to print on demand or something for the people who want it. I think if we want to restrict it to 200 words or some reasonable number, that should just be the basis. And then anything else can be on the web.
Okay. So I'm going to send this out now, and based on what Michael just said, I'm adding the word newsprint on a newsprint fold-out page that hopefully will cut costs further. Okay, I'm sending this to the committee. And, Nia, how many more minutes do we have on this?
Okay, just 1 second. We have 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
Oh, boy. Okay, so... Ken, you wanted to make an amendment to delete the business reply envelope. Is that correct?
This is Ken. I just wanted to make an amendment to remove the section that says you would send out a, a prepaid
envelope. It says here, I'll read it so you have it handy. Request the mailing of the full-length printed booklet via, this would be what you would, your amendment would delete, well, keep the word via, but delete the words an enclosed business reply postcard or, and then it would pick up with a toll-free number or an email address.
That's correct.
Okay, so that's
toll-free
Ken's
number,
amendment.
Email, and availability on the website is quite adequate for those fanatics who want to read more than 200 words from each candidate.
Okay, so Ken's amendment would just delete the postcard from the options for how you could tell the station or tell the supervisor, I guess, that you want the printed booklet sent to you. Okay, so
that you want
what?
I thought we were getting 200 words. Is that not the printed booklet, or you're talking about just the 500
we're
ones?
We're talking about those who want the full 500 words and don't have online access. My motion had three methods for them to make their request, and Ken's deleting one of the three methods, the business reply postcard, and saying they would have to either call a number or send an email, but we wouldn't give them a postcard. Is that
Teresa
clear?
For the stack, can you hear
okay.
me?
Yes, go ahead,
okay,
Teresa.
Can we move to divide this and have separate votes? That
certainly,
way it doesn't kill
certainly
the
we
whole
can. Absolutely.
Thing. I move to divide the 200-word statement as a separate motion and then have the votes on the full 500-word and the postcard. That way, because we had issues last night when we were on the PMB where we almost voted down all of those recommendations just because it wasn't divided with individual votes, so it's much easier to just do this as a menu.
Okay, let's get back to that when we're on the verge of voting, but let's hear from Teresa, and then we're going to do the divided vote. So, Teresa, go ahead.
Well, I have noticed that on the Sierra Club ballots, the statements are less than, I think they're about 150 words, but then again, they have nominating committees, so if people don't have enough information, they probably tend toward what the nominating, the fact whether this is a nominating committee or somebody that was put on the ballot by petition. But I definitely do agree that we shouldn't have two envelopes in there. So I think that offering the option of a toll-free number or an email to get a a 500-word issue. The opt-in is fair with just an email or a toll-free number. Thank you.
Okay. So now we're out of time. We're going to have to go to the vote, and I'm going to divide it as requested.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. So I believe that the clearest way to divide it would be, and let me know if anyone objects to this, would be to, first let's vote on Ken's motion to delete the enclosed business reply postcard. But after we dispose of that, whichever way, then when we're voting on the main motion, we would vote on recommending truncated candidate statements and not specify the number of words initially. And then if that passes, then we can have a separate vote on whether it would be 200 words or if someone wants to amend it to a different number of words. Lydia, does that meet what you were
No, thinking? I think that's too much dividing and it's not necessary. No one on the PMB had any problems with the word truncating the statement. That was not the issue. The issue was the number of words.
That's exactly what I what I'm trying to get at. Is
no, but instead of dividing it at, so just do that first paragraph. How many words, including the newsprint, bold out. That's it. That's what I was saying.
Okay, I'm not really clear what that's dividing. That's just dividing the 200 words on newsprint from sending notice about how to get the full thing. Is that what you want divided?
Yes.
Okay. All right, we can divide that way. That's fine. All right, so first, well, I guess I should read the entire thing, and then we'll do Kent's amendment, and then we'll divide it.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're correct. The notice is part of it, is that?
Yeah.
Just simply not. Okay.
I do want to divide that.
Yes.
I try to speak to it, but I don't think people understood. But
no. Go ahead, Michael. How would you like to?
Well, originally we had
where
the option
exactly
to
which.
Tell
me which words
we
you want to
have
divide.
A statement of any length on the website, and only on the website. I think what we're saying now, in my mind, is that to save money, we're limiting the statement that goes out to everyone in print to 200 words, and we're having the statement on the website. And no in-between where you can get a printed version of something
okay
longer than what's in the
got
booklet.
Got it. So really that's
shorter
a motion
on the website.
Got it. That's a motion to strike point B.
Yeah,
so,
or just vote on it separately, and I would vote against point B. Because
yeah, I think
the whole
simpler
point of this is to save money, and that would cost
right
twice as much money.
Okay, no, that's clear. So I think it's simpler to do it as a motion to strike. So let's first I will read the entire thing without any of the divisions or amendments, and then we'll take the two amendments that have been offered. Okay, so in full, it reads, the PNB Elections Committee recommends that truncated candidate statements of up to 200 words on a newsprint fold-out page be included in the paper packet sent to all members. The packet will also include A, notice that the full 500-word statements and questionnaire answers are available online, and B, instructions for members who want the full 500-word statements to request a mailing of the full-length printed booklet via an enclosed business reply postcard or a toll-free number or an email address. And then this is separate from point B, just a final note. In addition, each station will make announcements on their airwaves and websites drafted by the National Election Supervisor explaining the availability of full-length printed booklets. So really, that would, I guess that is part of B. So
yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so the First Amendment is to simply strike the words an enclosed business reply postcard or. Okay, so Nia, can you call the roll on striking the business reply postcard?
Okay.
So a yes means no postcard gets sent.
Can Aaron?
Sure, yes.
Can, okay. Ivan Altame? Teresa Allen? Teresa Allen? What's
hello.
The,
hello. Yes means no postcard, correct?
Correct.
Okay, I say
Wesley
yes.
Bethune?
Did you hear Teresa's vote?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
Wesley Bethune? Wesley, come back to you. Carolyn Burden? Carolyn Burden?
I'm sorry, I was muted. Yes, I vote yes.
Fred Blair?
Yes.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Anthony Fest?
Yeah.
Anthony Fest? Sasha Futron? Jane Gatewood? Revelyn Gold? Bob Letterer?
No.
Michael Novick?
Yes.
Thomas Porter? Tracy Rosenberg? Manijay Saba? Nancy Saibara Narichomi?
Absent.
Andrea Turner?
Are you Nancy Epstein?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Going back to Wesley?
Yes.
Okay. Anthony? No answer from Anthony. And I am going to vote no. Okay. We lost a person along the way here. It's 8-2-0. 8 yes, 2 no, and 0. Did
okay.
I miss two? Just two people dropped off, Andrea and Nancy. Okay, Chair, it's 8-2-0.
No, I heard Nancy abstained.
Nancy abstained.
I'm sorry, Nancy. I apologize.
Okay, so that is that motion is adopted and the postcard is stricken. The next motion is to strike the entire Section B about allowing people to request a mailing and announcing that on the air and on the websites. Okay, so I don't think anyone needs it reread. You understand a vote yes will strike the availability of a printed 500-word booklet. Okay?